You already know what motherfucking time it is. But you already know. Obviously, it's Glass with Joe time, obviously. So, how are you motherfuckers? Yet again, I always like talk to you guys like you guys are here. But there's nobody in this room with me. Oh, chugging the wine. Clink, 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 clink. Court has been called to session. Is that how they go in court? Whatever. Either way, I'm happy I'm back here. And we're doing this shit again, you know, because I love being here every week speaking to you guys. Every week. So, this week, I think I'm going to get into a little more of a sadder subject, something that's a little near and dear to my heart, I guess. And so first we're gonna get into the normal. I made a post on Instagram and Facebook and all these places about how do people get over their exes. So I'm actually gonna go through a few of those posts. So let's crack into that. So the very first page that I had put it up on, obviously, was my own page first. So let's go to Glass with Joe, the Facebook page, because we had a lot of good responses on there. Let's see. All right, so I put up, tell me stories about getting over your ex. And so the first one I got was, the person drank a lot of alcohol. I'm not judging. Because that is a way for people to get over their exes. It's a very common way that people choose to get over their exes. Somebody else said someone else said actually kill them. That is actually not the response we're looking for. We are looking for healthy ways to get over your ex without murdering them. That'd be greatly fucking appreciated. Also, because here we are not trying to promote murdering people, you know, even though mentally I've gotten close to it a bunch of times. So someone else said, it was not easy. I died, took up trivia, gained 60 pounds. Once in a while, I even miss him. I have to remind myself that he's a liar and I did the right thing. Honestly, did ruin last year a lot, and this year was going to be a fresh start. Haha, 2020 left at me. Oh, man. That one's a good one. That one is a good one because that's hard. And sometimes in a breakup, metaphorically, you do die. There's a part of you that dies when you and that person break up. So that's actually not even bad. Someone else said they're two best friends. Another person said after their wife passed, it was the feelings are still there, but it's not as strong anymore. Which I guess it's different because, you know, if you're getting over somebody because they died, you know, there's like you can't bump into them or see them at the supermarket or, you know, even possibly, you know, see them anywhere. Someone else said, I get a lot of answers. Liquor, 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 lots of liquor. Someone says, I cried my ass off, yelled, text, had a temper tantrum, and then realized who the fuck I was because ain't shit gonna change. And if you're not meant to be with certain people for the rest of your life, that's okay. Better things always come through. That's a good one, too. That one's a really, really good one because, like, yeah, you really need to think about it. Like, if it's not meant to be and this is not working out because, like, the relationship's unhealthy, that is a reason to not, like, to not hold on and to help you get over it. You know, I feel like that was a really good way to, like, I guess go about it or to address it. Let's see. 20 ways to get over your ex in 2020. All right. So write down all the BS you'll never have to deal with anymore. So take a piece of paper and a pen and write down all the things about your ex that they did that aggravated you, irritated you, or, you know, you felt like it was a chore or you were forced to do it. Write it down. Write it down and realize all the shit you're not going to have to deal with anymore. Oh my God, hold on. So yeah. Think about where you've been held back in life. Think about where your ex has stopped you from succeeding or moving forward or trying something new that you really want to try. You know, think about all the places that you could have been better, but they were stopping you. Like, they didn't want you to be your best self. Discover your relationship needs. Oh my goodness. Yes. That's a good one. Discovering your relationship needs, because a lot of people don't really know what they want specifically in a relationship. They don't know what needs need to be met for them to feel whole, I guess. Put some feel-good jams and lean into that experience. Everyone thinks when you go into a breakup, the first thing you should do is listen to all the sad music you ever heard of in your whole entire fucking life. Because for me, I go to Paramore. I'm sad, Paramore. I'm angry, Flyleaf, but Paramore. You know, and then I go through these, like, these bands that I know are going to help keep this sad, sulky moment going. And you really start need to, like, listen to upbeat music to get your head out of the sadness that you're probably currently facing. Tune into mindfulness. Oh, yeah, that's a good one too. Meditate, get your head out of there, not think about it. I just paused to drink. This is why I need a co-host. Create new boundaries. Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah. When you let go of an ex, you realize what boundaries were crossed of yours that you probably didn't even think you had a boundary of. But because they crossed it, now you know what it is that you don't want in a relationship. You don't want to be yelled at. You don't want to be disrespected. You don't want to be belittled. You don't want to be treated like you're not worthy. All those things are like things you need to take into account for your next relationship. Self-care every damn day. Yes. Self-care every freaking day. Even if it's reading a book, getting your nails done, getting your hair done, it's not selfish. In fact, when you put yourself first and you actually take care of yourself, others will actually love you the way you want to be loved. You need to, like, really, like, and I'm all for self-care every freaking day. Create a breakup mantra. Interesting. I never used to care about mantras until I realized how powerful they are. If you are new to the word, it's a powerful and positive statement that brings out confidence in yourself. It might be, I am stronger than I know. If you're feeling weak or down that day, mantras bring you back to your personal connection with yourself. What particular challenges have you been facing that you can use a good mantra for? And this book I just finished reading really did help me find my mantra. Really did help me find what I needed to say to myself every single day so that I got myself into the headspace that I needed to be in. And I will be posting a picture of that book everywhere so that you guys can see it. And it's mostly for women, but I definitely know that they have some of these for men. And it's just putting those words of affirmation out there really freaking help. And they really get you in touch with your divine, like, self, your divine person. Join a group. That is massive. Joining groups where you feel welcomed and you feel whole. And
people don't realize that in a breakup, they lose a lot of themselves. So they don't want to do any of the things they used to do. They don't want to go out to some of the places they used to go out because they'll probably give them memories of when they were there with such and such at that certain time. And they said something so sweet. But it's also good to get yourself out of your room, out of your house, out of a sulky place. Just be... Even going to the gym, meeting up with friends for coffee, something simple like that is actually really, really good for your heart, your soul, your body. Everyone needs a little bit of connection sometimes. Next one. Give your apartment a mini facelift. All right. That's true. In 2020, it's time to give your space a new look. You can either add a new zen piece, succulents, or lively plants are great. or simply move your furniture around to change the design. Feel free to buy new bedding and buy diffusers to cleanse your apartment. I'm sure your apartment can feel lonely or depressing after a breakup, so try doing something different. Welcome in a whole new you. And this could actually, like, really help, because once you don't see how it looked when you guys were living there together or not living there together, or when they were sleeping over or coming over, it's a good way to change things up. Create a vision board. Now, I know that sounds like something just women do, but many people like Jim Carrey and Steve Harvey totally believe in their power. You make an old-fashioned board, glue magazine clippings, you can make your own, make it on Canva, make it on your laptop wallpaper, let your imagination run wild, and see how you start to watch your life unfold. Put your personal and professional goals on there, and don't ever think you can't get what you want. You're going through the toughest breakup of your life, so give yourself permission to dream big. Get a pet. Alright, it does make it less lonely. Did you date someone who didn't like dogs or cats? Well, now that you're no longer bound to them, take that next step and buy a cute half bass hound mix. Okay, maybe I'm just saying that because that's the dog, you know, that I think is so adorable. Dogs are therapeutic. They can really help with loneliness of a breakup. And there's nothing like unconditional love of a pet. Unless you get a cat, you know. Show yourself some compassion. You went through a huge transition in your life, so be gentle with yourself. Stop trying to have everything figured out within a month of the breakup. Instead, give yourself permission to feel how you feel. No matter how long it's been, no matter two people have the same breakup, it doesn't change how you feel. So just show yourself, like, don't be hard on yourself. Just give yourself time. Everybody handles breakups completely different. Give yourself time. Get reading. I just started reading again, and I didn't realize how therapeutic it really is. And boy, is that fucking shit therapeutic. It is so helpful in so many ways. I can't even begin to truly express how it's helped me. Like, I really couldn't. And I believe it gets you out of your head. It gets you into a whole new place, a whole new story, a whole new mind, a whole new thought. Reading is great. Digital detox. That's a big one. If you are broken up, and this is one that I tend to fuck up on too, because I love stalking people's lives, you gotta, like, not stalk their shit. You can't be on their Facebook and their Instagram watching what they're doing just because you want to see what they're up to, you know. And you know you've been stalking your ex's Instagram feed and fallen down the rabbit hole of your ex's second cousin's daughter who's tagged photos with your ex from 2011, then it might be time to press pause on social media. When I ended my relationship, I deleted Facebook and Instagram and Snapchat, but it was liberating. And then I gave myself a week, and then I came back because I just couldn't deal with seeing them everywhere. So... and when I came back, then I removed them off of everything so that I wouldn't have to continue seeing them. Throw away or donate some of the old stuff. Don't keep shit from your exes, because it's just going to remind you, and then they're going to have a reason to hit you up. Just give it back to them. Just give it back. If they don't want it, throw it away. Like, throw it away like they did the relationship, basically. Just fucking get over it. And you gotta be grateful. Show some gratitude. Because honestly, look at this as a freaking blessing. It didn't work out for whatever reason it didn't work out. But there has to be a bigger reason why it didn't work out. And sometimes, honey, guess what? You're not the problem. Sometimes they are. Sometimes it really is. It's not me. It's you. Like, sometimes that's true for a fucking reason. 99% of the time, the other person in the breakup doesn't see where they were at fault. So now I'm going to get into my personal breakups, I guess, and how I deal with it and I deal with the pain. So I just actually recently went through a breakup that was pretty hurtful. Was with this person, I would like to say 2.5 years, almost 3. And at first, we were just best friends, like legit best friends. She is super smart, like still one of the smartest people I know. It just has a way, like this personality about her that is just like you get reeled in really quick and you can try to resist like I did and you still get reeled in just because like she has that like good heart type of personality. And so we were together. It was a long distance relationship for the first 2 years. We hadn't had met each other. And then this year we did, and it was a great time. It was a great stay. Yeah, we had issues because we're so similar, but so freaking different. And like our differences are huge. Our differences are every problem of ours. We have different personalities. We think differently. We do things differently. And we both have a way of being that it couldn't work with the other. Like, we couldn't talk things out because I would get defensive or she would get defensive. We couldn't fix our own issues, you know. So I was, after seeing her, I was like, all right, you know, I'm going to go back to see you. And, you know, this time, you know, maybe we'll see what could happen, like see how this could work. And life happens. I have 4 kids. She only has 1. And the constant traveling to her not being able to come to me because her career and her life felt really one-sided. And I know her side of the story is going to be some completely different story about how she changed her whole life for me. But it felt really, really one-sided. There wasn't a joint effort. It wasn't bring you here, bring me there. Like, to get her to want to come to me would be like pulling teeth out, literally plucking hair with the tweezer type of thing. Who wants something like that? I wanted someone who wanted to see me and not just have me go to them. You know, I wanted someone who put in the effort to want to come see me, you know, want to actually spend that time with me. I just want to feel important, you know? And it's just like, no matter what I said, it just wasn't the right answer or the right response that she was looking for. And it would always be a fight about something and somewhere. And it was just, it became too much. And I'm always, always going to love her. Always. But like I said, I have to love me too. And I have to love me more. And sometimes people forget that. People forget that you're supposed to love yourself just as much as you're supposed to love the person you're with. And I definitely forgot that because I was ready to give up everything to be with her. And then it was like, what are you willing to give up to be with me? It's me making all this effort. Like, you paid for some things, you did some shopping and you got some things for us to live with you. But like, what other fucking effort was put there? You want to talk about no effort, like that I didn't put effort because like I didn't include her in decisions I made in my life. I told you after they were done because like it's my life. And the point is, just because we're out together doesn't mean my life's supposed to change or stop just because that happened. You know, the one thing I'm not is fake, and I'm not going to put my children in a situation that I don't have control over. I can't just put my life in someone else's hands. And honestly, that's what she expected. And it was just, it was a punch to the freaking gut. Man, it was a punch to the guts. But we broke up, and it's been hard. I've had to silence pages. We had a lot of things together. We had a fitness thing going on together. We had a bunch of things like a makeup company together, like, and I had to step back from all that, take that hit, and just walk away, because that's the only thing I can do, is try to walk away with my head held high. And it was one of the hardest breakups for me. Like, I broke up with my husband, like, and that was easier than my breakup with her. And still to this day, I miss her. Still to this day, I want to FaceTime her or bother her or text her, but I don't, because I know that it's not going to get me anywhere, and we're just going to stay in this endless circle and not progress. Like, there's no progression between us. And that's the worst part. I wish there was. I wish that we could just fix everything and everything would be just perfectly fine. But we can't. There's been way too much damage done, you know? Way too much hurt already. So now, my healthy ways of getting over her is I don't stalk her page anymore. I try not to really pay attention to what she does. I answer her if she texts me, but I don't try to seem too eager, because it's just going to leave me with pain. I do my best to move on. And the best I could in a situation like this, where I thought she could be a life partner and, or like at least my lifelong best friend. And it's like, I lost both of those in one instant. That's the worst part for me, that I really lost both of those in one instant. But that's why I'm here, to tell everybody that it's okay to hurt. It's okay to feel your pain, as long as you are doing it in healthy ways. Dance it out. I do. You know, freaking get a book. I just finished reading two. You just got to distract yourself. Don't allow yourself to fall through that rabbit hole of wondering what they are up to or who they're hanging out with. Because trust me, I've been through that rabbit hole, and I was like, oh, who's this new best friend? Oh, blah, blah, blah. Oh, no, stop. It's so unhealthy. Unhealthy for you, unhealthy for them. And it's just so painful at the end of it. And if I can tell you anything, it's not worth the pain. If you guys already broke up, you already broke up, and it's done. So just leave it like that. Just let it be. Don't try to fix it. Don't try to, oh, we can make this work again. If you guys broke up, you broke up. It's for a reason. It's not just because that's the fad. That's what people do. No, you broke up because it wasn't working out. Leave it like that. There is no reason hashing up old issues, past problems. Just move forward. Like, literally, just keep moving forward. And that is pretty much it for today. I kind of got a little sad on you guys. Sorry. Didn't even mean to take it that way. Let's chipper it up. Okay. Well, I got a sponsorship. Well, a brand ambassadorship from this company called Official Girls, Inc. And they are a women empowerment company. And they make shirts, jewelry. They're basically clothing and jewelry. And all their messages are empowering women. I myself have gotten the Women Empowered, Women Empower Women, or empowered women empower women. There you go. And then I got another shirt that says my body, my choice. And I got another shirt that says mom boss. And all of them are so beautiful, good fabric, so comfortable, lightweight, especially in this heat. And if you guys want to check them out, their website is officialgirlsinc.com and use the code _ glass with Joe to get 35% off your order. Like I said, the code is _ glass with Joe for 30% off your order. All right, guys. Well, you know how I always end this? Go fuck yourself, guys. Please do. And tell me what toys you use. On my Patreon, I show you my toys. By the way, join Patreon. Patreon, Glass with Joe. Find me. And you can see my toys on there. It's not like a crazy collection. It's the starter collection, but it's the start to what's going to be crazy. So I'll see you guys. Bye. Oh, yeah. Get it. Get it. Ooh, I'm going to get a fucking closing out song and a beginning song. Be like, yeah. Oh, get it. Get it. Mm-hmm.